Geopolitically, a couple of interesting stories in the U.S. I put an excellent report by Mil Moyers on it. It's called ALEX. It's an organization that helps draft legislation for state and local government. It very much dovetails with the excellent documentary Hot Coffee that we talked about on the Solari Report and Let's Go to the Movies. And it's a very excellent example of part of the problems in centralization of control in America, and I recommend it to you. Last night was the first presidential debate, and the interest in it, even among our subscribers, is proof that I cannot get people uninterested in the presidential election and interested in local elections. Apparently, I have not watched the debate, but apparently many questions coming in as to why Obama didn't seem to tell as many lies as Romney, with Romney supposedly in the polls being declared the winner and having done a very good job. Obama last time around told a lot of lies on his way to the presidency. He's taken a lot of criticism for doing that. He's now in the position of having to govern. It makes it much harder. He doesn't have the freedom that Romney has. First of all, he doesn't have the time to focus on preparation, but he doesn't have the freedom to be as sort of cavalier as a candidate does who's not in a sitting office. So how big it's going to make in terms of difference in the polls, we'll see later on. Coming into this debate, Romney was really had lost a great deal of ground. Apparently, will this bring him back into the running? It could, although it's hard to see given what the Fed actions are, how he goes all the way unless you get significant voter fraud. Upcoming debates, we have the vice presidential debate on October 11th, then two more presidential debates on the 16th and 22nd. While I don't expect the candidates to do a lot of education, it's not a bad opportunity for the general population to understand a little bit more about the fiscal cliff issues and what's coming with the budget.